Text for this morning is the very last verse in Matthew's Gospel. It's as though Jesus is giving the final lecture to his class of recruits, disciples, college graduates. In effect, he's saying, you've heard the Sermon on the Mount, we've discussed the parables, you watched the crucifixion and witnessed the resurrection. Go, therefore, he says, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we have our marching orders and even the technique for so doing. And then, perhaps like the old professor, takes his glasses off and says, and one thing more. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Well, that's good news. In the process of making disciples and baptizing, it's useful, it's comforting, it's strengthening to know that we are not alone, because we face a great deal of issues and problems, collectively and individually. NBC has been running a promo for its 5:30 news with Brian Williams, and Brian Williams comes on and says, here we are in the midst of two long wars, in the midst of an economic instability, and the greatest environmental catastrophe of our time. And we're here to report it all. In other words, we'll help you deal with it. Well, the competing theory is that the way the media is there to report it all actually makes a bad situation worse, but that's another debate. The point is, there's a lot going on right now that we're experiencing collectively, not to mention whatever it is that's happening to us individually with regard to health, relationships, transitions at work, and all manners of individual things in the midst of all of this other stuff that's going on nationally and internationally. What does our faith give us that helps us cope? I think the same thing Jesus gave his disciples, the last words he gave before he left, I am with you always to the close of the age. How do we know? What's the evidence? What can we draw from our experience that brings the reality of that to life, such that we cope with what we face? I call them anchors. Things that have happened to us, people we know, things that are around us, on which we can hold tight, or that hold us fast to things that don't change as much as the things that do, swirling around in the activities of our lives. Anchors of varieties of sorts. Certainly the flag. Anything that reminds us that we're part of the United States of America, that we're citizens and participants in the process and governance of this country. We're very lucky to be so. And things like the flag, the national anthem, and other things that remind us how blessed we are to live in this place may begin to give us the strength to cope with what it takes to live our lives day by day. The things that we see. I have on my desk a coffee mug that's got the University of Wisconsin logo on it. And I don't think about it very often, but every once in a while as I'm walking past or sitting there doing something at my desk, I catch sight of the W. And sometimes I remember with vivid clarity the moment my college education ended. I had my last take-home exam. I turned it in at 4:59 p.m., due 5 o'clock, on December 23rd, 1975. My college career ended. And I have never before, actually nor since in the same way, felt as strong in my accomplishments or my sense of purpose or my hope for what I could do next. I had accomplished something that I thought was complex and difficult, and I did so in a way that I felt proud of. And even now, when I catch sight of the W, I can bring back the feeling. And by bringing back that feeling of accomplishment and success, I find in it the strength to move to what I must next do. It's an anchor. Just seeing the logo on the football team, or on the football helmet, and so on. All of us have symbols of our success, whatever that might be, a school logo or some other thing that reminds us that at least once, and for a moment only perhaps, we got it right. We felt strong and confident. And anything that hooks us back into that feeling will give us strength for what we face next. It's an anchor, something we see, something that represents our presence or our citizenship in this country, or something that we've accomplished in the course of our lives, an anchor. So also, the things that we hear. Just a week ago Friday, we gathered and celebrated Glenda Morrow's life, and in the course of doing that, David, her son, sang the song In the Garden. Did so in an amazingly skilled and beautiful operatic baritone, In the Garden. And I was transported back in my own life to the summer between fourth and fifth grade, where I did what I suspect a lot of us have done at one point in our lives. We felt both the exhilaration and the anxiety of independence when we went off to summer camp, or something to that effect. Well, this was summer camp, a YMCA camp that was a lot of fun. It was exhilarating to be away from home and not just at Grandma and Grandpa's house, you know. But feeling the first moments of independence is exhilarating and extremely frightening at the same time. And that particular summer camp, in its wisdom, had an evening campfire, of course. It involved songs and stories and all the rest. But the last song, at the end of each day, everyone gathered around the campfire and held hands and sang In the Garden. I'd never heard the song before. I grew up in a staunch, formal Lutheran church, and we didn't sing gospel songs anymore. That's really to their detriment, I think. They still don't, and they should. Because those old gospel songs create in us feelings of strength and hope and even courage. And that's the first time I remembered hearing the words, I come to the garden alone, and yet he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. I didn't learn until many years later that the lyrics of that hymn are in fact the story of Mary Magdalene meeting Jesus in the garden on Easter morning, into which we can all attach our own experience. When David sang the song, I felt again what I felt at summer camp late at night, a lessening of the anxiety, willing to face the night, knowing that, yeah, it probably is right that he walks and talks with me. I felt a sense of courage again. And it doesn't matter where that comes from. You can apply the feeling to what you must next face. And so the song In the Garden, and I suspect all of you have similar hymns or anthems or some auditory anchor, if you will. Something that whenever you hear it, it ties you to a moment and a set of feelings that give you strength, because that's what he promised. I will walk and talk with you your entire lives. It's useful to have auditory as well as visual anchors. Kind of an odd thing happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was in the office on campus just to check my mail and take care of a couple of other details. I'm working mostly at home this summer. And as I walked out of the office building to the parking lot, I walked through the area where people who smoke do that. And I caught a whiff of pipe tobacco. I'm thinking, gosh, nobody smokes a pipe anymore, do they? But in an instant, again, I was transported back to being 5 years old. And in the room and even on the lap and in the company of Grandpa Lloyd, who smoked a pipe. And it seemed oddly like even the same brand of tobacco. I mean, it's what it felt like in my own mind as I caught this whiff of a very old anchor. And the olfactory anchors are among the most powerful that we have. Things the aromas of things can be very powerful connectors to other things. And I didn't know Grandpa Lloyd very long. He died when I was 7, and I remember that as my really first loss in life, but also he being among the very first true joys in my life, someone who I always had a good time with, and who always seemed especially willing to drop whatever he was doing and pay attention to me as a child. Well, Grandpa Lloyd wasn't my real grandpa. He was my grandfather in the sense that he had the wisdom and good fortune to marry my grandmother, and he inherited a daughter and a couple of grandkids when he did that. I'm thinking, you know what? That's an oddly familiar story. I married a woman with three children who now have generated six step-grandchildren, grandkids. I'm the Grandpa Lloyd in their life, I hope. And the whiff of that pipe tobacco gave me a connection again to someone who continues to be very important in my life, even though I only had him for a short time and only knew of him for an even shorter time. And yet, he's a role model for me. And the stories I know of him and how he interacted with other members in my family and how important he was to my dad and the others who loved him give me strength. The things we see, the things we hear, the aura of those who have been our leaders are anchors in our lives. And they bring reality to the promise, "Behold, I am with you always to the close of the age." And of course, the constitutive feature, the unique symbol of Christianity, is the ultimate anchor, that is, the cross. It's an instrument of death, and isn't that ironic that the most sacred of religious symbols in Christianity is an instrument of death into which we have placed our ultimate hope? And every time we see a cross, whether it be on the steeple of a church or in our jewelry box, or even in the form of a telephone pole. Have you noticed all those telephone poles? They look like crosses if you use just a hint of imagination. It's always there, this anchor to the essence of our faith. When Jesus said, "Behold, I am with you always," he in effect was saying, "I'm not on the cross anymore. You saw that. They took me down and put me in the tomb, and I'm not on the cross. I'm not in the tomb either. Death and I went 2 out of 3 falls, and death lost. And the tomb is empty because I'm not there. I'm with you instead. I'm with you instead. And whatever it is that you face, wherever you walk, I will walk with you. Whatever you need to say, I will talk with you. Whenever you need a listening ear, you can pray. And there are people in your lives who will make that more real for you, whether it's Grandpa Lloyd or somebody in your own life that has embodied fun, faith, hope, and not a half-bad way to live. At the end of the day, he is with us always and anchors us to one another, to our faith, to our family, and sends us forth in peace. Amen.